Welcome to episode 792 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus' ministry was marked by numerous miracles that not only demonstrated his divine authority, but also fulfilled specific prophecies from the book of Isaiah made 750 years earlier.
Today's top 10 list.
Miracles of Jesus and their corresponding prophetic fulfillments.
Number 1.
Healing of the blind. Jesus healed the blind on several occasions. For example, in Mark 10 verses 46 to 52, Jesus heals Bartimaeus, a blind beggar in Jericho, who calls out to him for mercy. Jesus asks Bartimaeus what he wants, and upon his request to regain his sight, Jesus restores it, affirming his faith. This is a fulfillment of Isaiah 35 verse 5, in which the prophet prophesied, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened." This miracle affirmed Jesus as the promised Messiah who would bring physical and spiritual enlightenment. In John 9 verses 1 to 7, Jesus heals a man born blind by making mud with saliva, applying it to the man's eyes, and instructing him to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man obeys and regains his sight. This also fulfills Isaiah 35 verse 5. And it fulfills Isaiah 42, which talks about the role of the servant. According to verse 7, among the things a servant will do is open the eyes that are blind. This miracle is particularly significant as the man was born blind. It highlights the Messiah's role in bringing light and sight, both physically and spiritually, in darkness.
Number 2.
Healing of the deaf. Jesus healed a deaf man in Mark 7 verses 31 and 37. In prophesying in Isaiah 35 verse 5, Isaiah says, not only that the eyes of the blind shall be opened, he says, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. The healing of the deaf underscored the arrival of an era of divine restoration and salvation.
Number 3.
Healing of a mute, demon-possessed man. In Matthew 9 verses 32 to 33, Jesus healed a mute man possessed by a demon. Isaiah 35 verse 6 mentions, the tongue of the mute sing for joy. This miracle symbolized liberation from spiritual bondage and restoration of speech, an essential aspect of community and worship.
Number 4.
Healing the paralyzed. The healing of a paralytic is recorded in Matthew 9 verses 1 to 8. Isaiah 35 verse 6 states, then shall the lame leap like a deer. Healing paralysis symbolized the restoration of strength and the enabling of those disabled to participate fully in life.
Number 5.
Other acts of healing. In Matthew 8 verses 14 to 15, we read that Jesus heals the mother-in-law of one of his closest disciples, Peter. She had a fever. Isaiah 53 verse 4 speaks of the Messiah bearing her illnesses. This healing demonstrated Jesus' compassion and power over everyday illnesses, reflecting the servant's role in Isaiah to take upon himself our infirmities. Mark 5 verses 25 to 34 talks about Jesus healing a woman with an issue of blood. This is a woman who had bled for 12 years. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5 speaks of the Messiah bearing her illnesses. This miracle again displayed Jesus' compassion and power over chronic illnesses, bringing both physical healing and social restoration. Luke 13 verses 10 to 17 records a story of Jesus healing a woman who had been bent over for 18 years. This is a fulfillment of Isaiah 58 verse 6, which speaks of loosening the bonds of injustice. This act of healing on the Sabbath day challenged religious legalism and illustrated the Messiah's role in setting free those bound by physical and spiritual afflictions. Matthew 8 verses 5 to 13 records the story of Jesus healing a Roman centurion's servant from a distance. Isaiah 49 verse 6 talks about the servant of the Lord being a light to the Gentiles. When Jesus was being arrested, his disciple Peter cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, Malchus, Jesus healed the heir of Malchus. In so doing, Jesus fulfills the servant nature of the Messiah depicted in Isaiah 53.
Number 6.
Cleansing of lepers. Jesus cleansed the leper in Matthew 8 verses 1 to 3. Isaiah 53 verse 4 speaks of the Messiah taking up our infirmities, interpreted as encompassing diseases like leprosy. The cleansing of lepers signified Jesus' power over ostracism and ritual impurity, restoring individuals to community and religious life. Luke 17, verses 11 to 19 talks about Jesus cleansing 10 lepers, with one returning to give thanks. This is again a fulfillment of Isaiah 53, verse 4, regarding the Messiah bearing our sicknesses. This miracle not only signifies physical healing, but also spiritual restoration, as the one who returns to give thanks is commended for his faith.
Number 7.
Providing for physical needs. In Matthew 14, Jesus fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Isaiah 25, verse 6 mentions a feast prepared by the Lord, implying abundant provision. This miracle represented Jesus as a provider, echoing God's provision in Isaiah. Jesus' first miracle, as recorded in John 2, is Jesus turning water into wine at a wedding at Cana. Isaiah 25, verse 6 again, which mentions a feast of rich food and well-aged wine prepared by the Lord, is fulfilled here. This first miracle of Jesus symbolized the new joy and celebration brought by the Messiah, aligning with Isaiah's imagery of a messianic banquet.
Number 8.
Calming the storm. Jesus calmed a storm in the Sea of Galilee in Mark 4, verses 35 to 41. This is a fulfillment of Isaiah 43, verse 2, which speaks of God being with his people through waters and rivers, symbolizing chaos and danger. The miracle of walking on water, when Jesus walks in the Sea of Galilee in Matthew 14, verses 22 to 23, can also be seen as a fulfillment of Isaiah 43, verse 2. This verse speaks of passing through the waters with God's presence. This miracle demonstrated Jesus' lordship over the natural world, echoing God's promise in Isaiah to be with his people in the midst of life's waters.
Number 9.
Cleansing of the temple. John 2, verses 13 to 22, records Jesus cleansing the temple. It's a fulfillment of Isaiah 56, verse 7, which speaks of God's house as a house of prayer for all nations. This act was a prophetic demonstration of purifying worship practices, aligning them with God's original intent.
Number 10.
Resurrection. There is no more powerful miracle than Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Isaiah 53, verses 10 to 12, talks about the suffering servant seeing light after his anguish. The resurrection is the pinnacle of Christian faith, validating all of Jesus' claims and teachings, and is seen as the ultimate fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecies regarding the suffering servant. Jesus' ministry brought to life the words of the prophet Isaiah, showcasing not only his divine power, but also his embodiment of the long-awaited Messiah. These miracles, fulfilling Isaiah's prophecies, not only validated Jesus' messianic identity, but also illustrated the breadth of his mission: physical healing, spiritual liberation, social restoration, and ultimately the triumph over death. From giving sight to the blind to healing the deaf, each miracle signified a deeper spiritual truth about the Messiah's role in bringing salvation and restoration. These miracles collectively affirm Jesus' identity as a prophesied servant, the light to the Gentiles, and the redeemer of humanity. They also offer a profound insight into the heart of God's redemptive plan, emphasizing Jesus' role as a bridge between divine promise and human need. Father, strengthen our faith as we reflect on these miracles and their significance, drawing us closer to Jesus, our healer, provider, and Savior. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.